702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's catch up now with what's happening on the rest of the planet. Adam Gilchrist, there's two ways to dice this. It does now appear that the presidential transition is well underway in the United States. That's the one way. Or perhaps finally Trump is seeing the light.
Maybe a bit of both. But at the same time, Donald Trump has also insisted, and he's again tweeted, that he will continue his legal fight and that he is still confident that eventually he will be declared the winner of the U.S. presidential election. So he's just still doing that. But he has now allowed his team to begin the formal transition of power. In other words, he's trying to have his cake and eat it. It's one of those very awkward situations. The General Services Administration is meant to do this with plain sailing. It was a relatively smooth transition from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. He seems to have forgotten that and is kicking and shouting all the way. But here's the thing. In America, they write everything down. They've got this constitution. It's all written down with chalk on a blackboard or something. And yet they have never written down the transition of power from one president to another. And so although there are formal things that are meant to happen, and now this and the GSA, the General Services Administration, is meant to step in here and there, but they haven't actually got it enshrined in their constitution, which is creating a few extra problems.
There is a sense, though, that Trump really is a bit of a three-year-old with all of this. But we'll see how far he can take his objections. Here's something positive, somewhat. Sports with spectators. Does that still happen in the world?
How exciting is that? Well, you probably, like me, you probably spotted rugby matches in Australia and New Zealand with large crowds of excitable people thinking, oh, I remember doing that. I remember being in a crowd.
Yeah.
Getting carried along by the emotion of it all. And we had some cracking cricket matches here when it was our summer without crowds. And so there you are, sat in your Todd at home thinking, could have done with a few people around, really. But as part of the change in England, moving from lockdown to social restrictions back into a tiered system of restrictions for different parts of the country, one of the things they announced was A, grassroots sport comes back, but B, up to 4,000 spectators at matches, as long as they're outdoors. So football and rugby at our time of the year, but ultimately other sports as well. At 4,000, it's not very many. I mean, frankly, if you're at Wembley or Old Trafford, you're rattling around in a stadium, that sort of size. But still, it's a start. I would certainly argue you could take 20, 25,000 at Wembley and still not be able to spit at the nearest bloke. But 4,000, maybe there's just a glimmer of hope. Mind you, how do you become one of the 4,000? How do you get that ticket?
Yeah, absolutely. With a black market, I mean, it'll be quite something. Of course, our summer's kicking off against England this Friday.
Yes,
our first Friday game, cricket. So that's going to be something without crowds. But let's go to Shanghai now. Testing gone wrong there. COVID chaos.
Yes, there is that thing, isn't there? That we always think, you know, China's been terribly efficient. We marveled at how quickly they could build hospitals and how quickly they locked everything down and closed it all up and have arguably handled the coronavirus better than anyone, certainly better than most. But there's a flip side, and the flip side has sort of escaped a little bit. So what happened was there's essentially an alert at Shanghai's Pudong Airport. So they needed to test all the staff, particularly the cargo staff. And officially, the pictures were released showing testing, very orderly, very calm, people coming together to be put through their COVID paces. Unofficially, on Chinese social media and other platforms, there are videos showing officials in hazmat suits running around, shouting at people through megaphones, people trying to escape from queues and dip over to the left or the right. The videos, many of them have disappeared, having briefly appeared, suggest chaos in a way that I'm sure the Chinese regime would feel very uncomfortable with.
And finally, drum rolls, please. Adam Gilchrist, we have a word of the year.
We have. Well, we sort of have. This is as decided by the Oxford English Dictionaries. Past words of the year: selfie, vape, climate emergency. You'll notice that's two words, but okay. This year, though, because of coronavirus, they have decided there are multiple words of the year. So according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the winning words include, I can't even do the whole list, COVID, COVIDiot, pandemic, infodemic, super spreader, bubble, lockdown, anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, PPE, furlough, circuit breaker, Rona, Sani, and my favorite word, Zoom bomber, although there's a bit of a dark criminal side to that, but basically someone who wanders into your Zoom call and like a two-year-old in a nappy, that sort of thing.
How many live news interviews did we see where exactly that sort of thing happened, yeah. Adam Gilchrist? I'll take Zoom bomber as the word of the year. Adam Gilchrist, that's where we'll leave it for this morning's Worldview.